China exports subtle revolution through ASEAN elites training program, says expert. Chinese Communist Party officials met with the representatives of Thailand China Elite Leadership Training Course in Beijing, praising their importance in strengthening China-Thai bilateral relations. An expert warns that the so-called training course, which targets ASEAN nations, has the purpose of infiltrating and controlling the nations. On November 23, Shi Taifeng, head of the United Front Work Department of the CCP Central Committee, and Wang Lijun, chairman of the Overseas Chinese Federation, welcomed the representatives from the Thailand-China New Era Leadership Training Course, according to Chinese state media reports. An export of subtle revolution. Tong Jingyuan, a U.S.-based current affairs commentator, told the Chinese language edition of the Epoch Times that the Thailand-China training course echoes the ASEAN leaders' training plan mentioned by Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Economically, Thailand is China's largest trading partner in Southeast Asia and the CCP's largest investment destination in Southeast Asia. It is an important participant in the CCP's Belt and Road Initiative, said Mr. Tong. Earlier in September, Mr. Li unveiled China's initiative to train 10,000 future leaders for ASEAN nations at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and China. An even more fundamental reason is that there's a significant ethnic Chinese population, constituting over 10% of Thailand's inhabitants, he said. The abundance of individuals with Chinese ancestry makes Thailand one of the most convenient countries for the CCP to engage in United Front activities, said Mr. Tong. According to Mr. Tong, these Chinese-trained young leaders will serve the CCP as its agents to export a subtle revolution or launch a concealed, long-term strategic plan. The aim is to permeate and extend red ideological influence into the future top leadership or elite entities of other countries. He believes this long-term approach poses substantial risks for the nations in question. This strategy enables the CCP to secure advantageous policy implementations while also cultivating pro-communist influences and factions locally. Ultimately, it may result in the transformation of the nations into satellite states of the regime. The political and economic lifelines of host countries may be manipulated, turning them into de facto colonies or semi-colonies or proxy countries of the CCP. This is indeed a worrisome prospect, said Mr. Tong. China-ASEAN in reciprocal exploitation. Qin Jin, chair of the Federation for a Democratic China, also said these future leaders trained by the CCP are being prepared to infiltrate and control the nations involved. The CCP aims to control as many countries as possible, yet ASEAN nations do not feel threatened by China's actions, he said. It's mutual consent, Mr. Qin said, to the leaders of the ASEAN member states, they care only about the economic benefits. However, Thai people still get to enjoy a certain degree of democracy, said Mr. Qin, referring to the Thai government's recent decision to back down on a Chinese police patrol plan in the country. The Thai Tourism Authority announced a plan to implement a joint patrol in the country with Chinese police on November 12, alleging that it was an effort to secure tourists from China. Chinese tourists are a top source of foreign visitors for Thailand's tourism industry. But the announcement sparked an outcry and earned pushback from the National Police Chief, General Torsak Sukvimal, who said having Chinese officers on Thai soil was a breach of sovereignty. Thai Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin, who was in San Francisco for the APEC summit, quickly responded that there was no plan to station Chinese police in the country for joint patrols on November 13, according to a report by Radio Free Asia. Haizhong Ning and Luo Ye contributed to this report.